It is a book looking at life in the village in the city during the First World War, but it reflects the way we lived across the county and country more than a century ago. Times were hard, very hard, but people rolled up their sleeves and made the best of it. Today, we tend to take peace and freedom for granted, but thousands of men and women lost their lives in two bloody world wars so we could do just that. We must never forget them. We can still learn much from our past and the people who went before us. Much has been written about the First World War from 1914 to 1918, but this new offering highlights so well what life was like for the people of Thorpe Hamlet in Norwich. It's a book to treasure. A story of everyday life and a reminder of a world before television and mobile phones, a time when a knock on the door often brought news of the death of a loved one on the battlefield. Others returning home, often with terrible injuries, were never the same again. They had been to hell and back. Many suffered in silence. You don't have to live in Thorpe Hamlet to be interested in this book, which paints a vivid picture of the great war years at home. Thorpe Hamlet was important. Thorpe Station played a key role in the war, along with trams, with an extension across Masshold used to link the riverside industries with the airfield. Bolton and Paul was a world-famous aircraft works which dominated the area and provided work for generations of people. When the men were away, the women took over the factories and how hard they worked. Today, Riverside is a very different place, but Lawrence Scott and Company is still there. And when, with the war coming to an end, the flu arrived, claiming even more lives. Let's take a look at some of the extracts from the infant school logbook on St Leonard's Road, which gives us a rare flavour of what life was like. April the 29th, 1915. A bunch of flowers was gathered from the school garden and forwarded to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for the wounded soldiers. January the 14th, 1916. One case of measles and three of whooping cough have been notified this week. July the 1st, 2nd and 3rd, 1918. School closed for 2.5 days to enable teachers to assist in the issue and delivery of ration books in the city. October the 29th, 1918. Owing to the influenza epidemic, the Education Committee has decided to close all schools until Monday, the November the 11th. Children that are well enough to attend should assemble each day at 9:30 or 2 o'clock, when walks and games will be arranged for them in the open air. November the 11th, 1918. Received notice during the weekend that as the epidemic has not abated, the arrangements which have been held for the last fortnight should continue for the present. November the 19th, 1918, school reopened today with 91 children present out of 212 on the books. And the entries for the senior girls' school on October the 5th, 1916, Miss Beebe absent today through the death of her brother at the front. October the 13th, 1916, Miss Sparks absent today and tomorrow on account of the death of her brother at the front. June the 22nd, 1917, received notice that 9 of the girls were successful in obtaining scholarships, including Dorothy Irons, who obtained the Balderston Scholarship. October the 28th, 1918, the attendance is very bad today, 147 absent this morning. As regard to general restrictions at the time, the book reports how in 1917 the country was reduced to 6 weeks' supply of wheat. Sugar was in very short supply. It was a criminal offence to throw rice at weddings, and the sale of luxury chocolates and sweets was stopped. Despite all the problems, bread was never rationed. Mind you, the price of a loaf had more than doubled to 1 shilling, 12 pence. Yes, life was tough, but it wasn't all doom and gloom. Norwich City played at the Nest on Rosary Road at the time. After the league competitions were closed, friendly games carried on, and in March of 1917 a large crowd gathered to watch the ladies from the Bolton and Paul Aircraft Department take on the women from the Rose Lane Works. Other factories also had female teams. A report in the Works magazine said, "The girls are taking to football with enthusiasm and are gradually becoming more and more expert every time they play." The costumes consist of very dainty gymnastic dress, elastic kneecaps, scarlet stockings with grey-green tops, red caps and tie, added the writer. By December the 10th, 1917, the club went into voluntary liquidation because of mounting debts, and the Nest was locked up. On February the 15th, 1919, a meeting was held to set up a new company with £5,000. Norwich City was reformed, and Major Frank Buckley, who'd been wounded on the Somme, was appointed the first manager. A century on, the Canaries are in Premier League. The members of the Thorpe Hamlet History Group are to be congratulated on publishing this book, which also remembers and honours the men from the parish who were buried or remembered on the Western Front in Belgium and France and across Europe and North Africa. It is an important piece of work. And you can buy your copy of Thorpe Hamlet and the First World War in Jarrold's or at City Books in Davy Place for just £5.